Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Against the Structure. Today is Monday, September 9th. Time is 3:38. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with No Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go ahead? Everybody on the call, if you wouldn't mind stating your name for record.
Brett Boren, treasurer of the PID.
Stephanie Nass, Secretary of PID.
David Georgelis, counsel for the developer.
Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell, on counsel to the district.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
And I am Jennifer Gouts with Snow Jensen and Reese.
We get everybody. Okay. All right. Jennifer, is there anyone there at the anchor location?
There is not.
Okay, perfect. We'll move on then from public comment item, which is the board meeting minutes from our August 28th meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review the minutes and do they look accurate?
I did. I found them to be accurate.
Great. Can we get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from the August 28th, 2024 board meeting.
I'll second
Thank
that.
You. Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Our action item today is the authorizing resolution to the First Amendment to the amended and restated assessment ordinance. Aaron, do you want to walk through that real quick for us?
Sure. Yeah. So the background here on this, as you can recall, or as you may recall, when we established the assessment area, we set it up so that you could reallocate so long as you always retained at least the, you know, the coverage, the three times coverage, or the coverage at the time of issuance. One part of what we're doing today is to reallocate. I think it's, Damon, correct me if I'm wrong, but 170 of the condo units are being released. And so that amount is being reallocated to the remaining, you know, 500 and some odd condo units, as was kind of contemplated in the offering document and as permitted in the assessment ordinance that was originally approved. The other piece that I would note on that is we did get DTA, the administrator, to kind of rerun the numbers, and they sent a spreadsheet demonstrating the reallocation and showing that the you know, assessment to value ratio is something like 32% or something like 3.11 times coverage. So we would be in compliance with the requirements. The other piece that would happen in conjunction with that is the 170 units. There will be a release of lien recorded against those properties so that they can, I think it's maybe some other financing or, you know, something that's necessary, but that the lien would need to be released from them. So that's what's happening there. The other item that's being addressed here is we realized that our test for the reallocation included language that was something to the effect of the greater of the lesser of the original value or ratio or 33.3%. We realized that that would allow for basically unlimited reallocation rather than the intent when the ordinance was originally adopted. Again, that you maintain, you know, the lesser coverage of three times coverage or what you were upon issuance of the bonds. And so that's the other cleanup, is to just fix that section to ensure that the allocations couldn't be adjusted in a way that reduced coverage beyond that test I just described. So that's kind of the background. Like I said, we have gotten the DTA report to verify that that we do have the appropriate level of coverage, but happy to answer any questions. Do you have your, oh, the other piece I just want to note is the property owners have delivered the acknowledgement waiver consent that's referenced, consenting to the reallocation as required, as well as the other adjustment that I described. Sorry, with that, any questions you have for me or Damon, any color you wanted to add?
No, I think that's perfect. I think the primary here is, as much as we'd love to be able to reallocate forever, I guess we do run out of value at some point. And the other is that this is in anticipation of three vertical construction loans in Family and Golf Village, which we anticipate being able to close within the next 30 days, just one in particular within the next week or so.
Yeah. And to your point, Damon, like I said, the coverage is going to be somewhere on the residential is going to be somewhere around the 32%. And once you get to that 33%, you know, it'll shift from reallocations to prepayments, or, you know, looking for a new appraisal to show that, that the value is there for a reallocation.
Yeah.
Brett, Stephanie, any questions?
Nope.
No, sir.
Okay. If one of you would mind making the motion.
I'll make a motion to accept resolution 2024-08, consideration for adoption of a resolution authorizing the execution of a First Amendment to amended and restated assessment ordinance for the Black Desert Assessment Area Number 1. Authorizing the taking of all other actions necessary to the consummation of the transactions contemplated by the resolution and related matters.
Thanks, Brad.
Does that work?
Yep.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Board, do you have anything else you want to bring up in the meeting that we need to talk about?
No, thank you.
All right. If not, motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.